Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lowry. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Keene reaches second base with a double. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veal. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Veal steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Al Smith now playing right field. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith. throws the ball into Esposito, who tags Maxwell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Billy Martin. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.